We mentioned yesterday that besides the issue of wearing shadness, there's also an issue of putting shadness upon yourself. So the obvious example is the person would take the garment of shadness and put it on himself without wearing it. Blanket, a wool blanket which has some linen in it. Right? Such an issue. But Chazal said if we picture a large amount, it's even a small amount. If one thread of that, if one thread that goes on the person, it's also ushered. So the example we gave yesterday was if there's a rug. If you have a rug, which is a woolen rug and the backing is linen, so it's shatnez. And if it's a woolen rug and it has a pile, a person steps into the pile, so the thread will go on top of his foot. That's an issue of shatnez. That being said, this Chachamim dealt with the issue of sitting on something, the issue of lying on something, sitting on something. What goes into that issue? There's the rice level, the butter level, but what goes into that issue? So any type of, even if it's something that's made out of shatnez, and it's hard, you're not going to sink into it. It's on something which is hard, which you're not going to be able to sink into it. That's not where the Chazal have the issue. This only applies, number one, there, right? If you're touching it, as long as the person's actual skin is not touching, so that then you're dealing with, it's not being, or, I mean, the, say that back. As long as the buster is not touching directly, so even though the shot is there, as long as it's not going to fold up onto the person, it's going to be mutter. This is one of the questions they have, famous stories they have with the Gdarlim in Europe, and they used to travel on the trains. There was a kashash on the seat cushions in the trains in Europe. There was a problem with shatnez. So the Taz holds that case as osur. It's a problem because they were soft. You could sink into them. They were semi-soft. You could sink into them. So a lot of the questions said that they were not soft enough that was what Chazal were osuring. If you'd be allowed to sit on them, you're not mechuyav to be worried. You get onto a bus and you're onto a plane. The seat does not fold up onto you. The material of the seat does not fold up onto you. Again, very, very fancy. Imagine, I've never been in first class, I can't tell you. Right? I don't know. But at least for economy class, for us plebeians, it's not a problem. It doesn't fold up on top of you. The same thing with the bus. So those are not a problem. If you would have a situation where there is shot and is there, which is soft, the situation would be soft. It's in the case of a person has a soft mattress or something of that sort, then there would be an issue of shatnez. That would be something which would be taken into consideration. Blankets are an issue of shatnez, so that if a person buys a wool blanket, the person should be just make, you know, check at least, if it's synthetic material, it's a nylon, usually they don't sell it with something which is even natural, they sell it with something which is synthetic. You don't have a problem, but theoretically there could be such a problem over there also. Curtains. Chazal came along and said that you have a curtain which is shatnez. You can't hang a curtain which is shatnez because sometimes a person might warm himself into the curtain. Chazal made issues with curtains. So if you have a situation where you have a curtain which is shatnez, again, I don't know where they come with the reading on the curtain itself. That is also to hang. You can't have it hanging in your house because the person might come to warm himself into such a thing. Therefore, they point out, obviously, it's something which a person would never use, like a parosis. There's no problem making a parosis in an Aron HaKodesh out of shatnez because it has to be the best way to make it. Since they hate, because the person's never miskamen, is not miskamen himself. He doesn't wrap himself in such a thing. Should have a good morning and have a good Shabbos.